Today is Giving Tuesday. This is Don Rush. It's a day in which many nonprofits ask for donations to assist them in helping their communities. One major organization is the American Red Cross, which has seen an uptick in providing aid and shelter to those who have been displaced by natural disasters. Gail McGovern is president and CEO.
This was a really active year for extreme weather, and we were responding to disaster from coast to coast. And my heart goes out to people that have lost their homes. And our volunteers answered the call and providing people with food, shelter, comfort, and hope. And you are exactly right. The average stay in our shelter now is about a month. And we will not close down a shelter unless everybody is situated. So we're seeing that people are staying longer. And the people that need the Red Cross, where we provide our services, 60% of them have household incomes of less than $30,000. So we're providing hundreds of thousands of people with financial assistance so they could put a down payment on rent for an apartment or get essential items that they need. Our services are really critical because it's preventing people from becoming homeless.
What kind of impact has the pandemic then had in all of this?
We have been putting in all kinds of safety protocols in our shelters. Everyone has to wear a mask. Everyone is socially distant. When we can, we've been putting people in hotels. And it's also had a big impact on our blood supply. Our inventory is the lowest it's been during this time of year in a decade. And because of COVID, businesses, schools are just not doing as many blood drives as they have in the past. So we are urging people to give the gift of life and donate blood.
If you've been vaccinated, is it still good to give blood? Or if you've had COVID and it's gotten over it, is that okay for you to give blood?
It is okay in both of those instances to donate blood. Whether you've been vaccinated or not vaccinated, whether you've had COVID, it's still safe to donate blood, and the recipients of those products will be very, very grateful.
Say, for instance, I've either had COVID and gone over it, or I've been vaccinated. Those donations, do they get put into the general blood supply, or are they maybe sequestered off to do some good somewhere else?
Oh, that's an excellent question. So at this point, they are just part of the overall blood supply. There was a point before the vaccines were developed where we were using people that had gotten through COVID, we were using their plasma to infuse antibodies into people that had COVID and were still suffering from it. But we stopped doing that since the vaccine became available, and so it all becomes part of the blood supply. We rely on the generosity of the American public.
Gail McGovern, President and CEO of the American Red Cross, on this Giving Tuesday. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.